broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024 at the Signia Hotel in Atlanta. This is Business Radio X. And now, here's your host.
And we are back broadcasting live from Signia Hotel. And we're not in the studio. Sharon and I, they let us out to come talk to the folks at the Georgia Technology Summit 2024. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary. We're getting a chance to talk to some very interesting people. We've caught up with some old friends and are making some new ones. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast for this session, Mr. Brendan Keegan and Eric Meadows. They are with Cisco Systems. Good morning, gentlemen.
That's right. It's not Cisco Food, Cisco Systems, right?
Right.
That's good to know, man. All right, we'll start with you, Brendan. Tell us a little bit about what brings you out here this morning, man.
Yeah, sure. So, like you said, work for Cisco Systems. We are I believe a gold sponsor here today for the Technology Summit.
I did not get a check from Cisco, so I don't know.
Our name's on the bag.
You're not the somebody radio sponsor, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Somebody paid a little bit of money for this this sponsorship, but yeah, we're here just representing the company. Saying hello to a lot of people. We've got some nice little giveaways and talking a little bit about what we're doing here in the state and, you know, in the U.S. and broadly too. So
fine. Eric, you're just hanging out with him. You're just hanging on to his coattails or what?
Pretty much. I just follow Brendan around. That's my job.
Yeah. He's my assistant here.
Yeah. Cisco's made a huge investment in Atlanta as a whole.
So yeah.
We have a regional headquarters here and we're here to basically support that initiative along with what we do individually within the company.
So Cisco, you guys individually, are you members of this Technology Association of Georgia?
Our CFO, Scott Heron, is on the board of GTA.
I feel like I've run across that name before. Maybe we've even conned him into coming on air over the years. We've been at this a while. I feel like I know that name.
He's around here somewhere today, yeah.
We'll send him over.
Okay, fair enough. So, yeah, so tell me about being a member of the organization. Do you feel like it served you well? What's the benefit in your mind?
GTA is a fantastic organization. You know, when you can unify all the voices around technology, in the state, share, what you're doing, how you're doing it. It was funny. I was just in the FedEx office picking up some stuff and, a guy from a local company, right? Cisco's a global company.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you guys are a top 40. And I'm like, I don't really know what that means, but thanks. but it's good to connect with people. Right. And I was like, yeah, I'll come over to your booth and talk to you and see what you're doing. I think he might think I have more power than I really do, but either way, it's that kind of connection that GTA drives, which I think is very valuable.
So you just carry yourself that way, man. You just exude power when you walk down the carpet. I told Sharon, go get that guy. We need him on the air. So how will you attack the day or the conference? Do you guys kind of divide and conquer? Do you try to make an effort to visit a lot of the exhibitors? Like do you have a plan?
I think my plan is to just kind of hang around the booth and say hello to as many people as I can.
Yeah.
Kind of get the word out about what we're doing. And then just meet with some, potential customers too, maybe drive some more opportunities in business. But, we also have, I believe, a couple speakers that are going to be doing some of the keynotes, conversations today that actually are from Cisco. So,
oh, wow.
Our senior vice president, she runs our America sales organization. She's running the 10 o'clock session today. So, Rachel Barger, we're going to probably pop in there and watch her present today. So,
all right. So, please forgive my ignorance. I really don't know what it is you sell. And it's probably this big, breadth and depth of product and service. But as an example, what might someone come here, learn about, end up having a conversation with you guys or somebody on your team about and end up doing with you guys?
Yeah. So I would say our primary business is networking. And that's a very broad, thing that we do for technology. But we have, everything from switching and wireless and routers all the way to collaboration tools like WebEx meetings, WebEx video conferencing, call center, WebEx calling, which is our cloud calling platform.
So my wife has a real job and she's on WebEx all the time.
That's right.
Like in a big company. So I've heard this.
That's right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Oh, no, of course. It's very broad. So we have wireless, we have security tools, we have collaboration, like I said. We kind of really do it all. And I think that's kind of the power of Cisco. We're not really, too narrow in what we can offer. We can offer customers really anything, you know, on the technology suite side.
Essentially, if you use the internet, you use Cisco, you just don't know it.
Ah, okay.
Right? Every, you know, 90 something, what was it, like 95% of the internet traffic in the world flows over Cisco.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
That is impressive. So it sounds like fun and noble work. As a person who has kind of gravitated to the sales side of whatever industry I was in, at one time it was consulting, now it's media. It also, though, strikes me as a far more complex sales process, marketing, that, you know, like at Business Radio X, you underwrite a show or you don't, you know? Or maybe you sponsor a house show or something. But I mean, this selling what you do is there's all the technology, but it must be firmly grounded in building real relationships. And just, yeah, speak to that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of where it starts is, you know, making connections with people.
It's, yeah.
You know, it's a business where we do a lot of talking and a lot of relationship building.
Nobody's going to write you a check this afternoon. I don't care how good today goes, right?
That would be
probably not. Yeah, we would love that.
I don't see that happening today.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's, you know, people, they say, you know, you buy from who you like. And I think that's kind of what we're here to do is, you know, get to know a lot of our people in the local Atlanta community, you know, get our name out there a little bit. And, you know, ideally the technology sales will come from there on out. So,
I mean, if we're helping people solve their problems daily, mm-hmm. everything's getting better. That's kind of where we're coming from, right? Mm-hmm. We want to build those relationships and then help people solve their pain. If whatever that might be across any of the things that we do within our company from a technology perspective, even outside of technology, we do a lot of charitable work.
Really? Yeah, well, speak to that a little bit. Yeah.
So Cisco does a lot of charity work. Well, first of all, we're all empowered individually to give up to like $25,000 a year that the company will match. So we can have a 50,000 impact on, you know, on any given charity that we care for. You know, I support ones called the Cumberland Academy here in Georgia, the Clean Water Project, which is, it's called Wheels and Water in Africa. Basically we drill wells in remote villages in Uganda. So we have the power to help really make an impact on the world, which is one of the great things about Cisco is that it's not just about the company, but it's about the community.
That is incredible. Are you familiar with the Stone Peyton Foundation? we'll talk after the show. No, I don't mean to make light of it because I think it's moving for me.
Yeah.
And it's intriguing. I guess I would have anticipated some big PR push that, hey, look, Cisco gave away a bunch of money over here or there. But it sounds like they are really making it real and accessible and empowering the team to be a real...
The beauty of it is it gives you the opportunity to support what you want, right?
Yeah,
there's a lot of diversity within Cisco of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have people who are bald like me. You have people who have hair like Brendan.
Great hair, actually. Yeah.
So, you know, but we have the opportunity to give to who we want to. And there's also concerted efforts like, you know, going and doing things with, you know, Habitat for Humanity or the Covenant House, which are supported both locally.
Right.
You know, that I can speak to. When we go our sales conference, we actually do a whole session, probably about a half a day of give back, like bagging toiletries for homeless people or, you know, things like that. So there's a lot more to Cisco than just, hey, we're a business. We want to make money. There's a lot of giving back. And it's great that we get to define kind of in our own ways how we give back.
Yeah. And you're local.
Yes. I am.
Brendan, are you local or did you travel? You're both here local.
I live about 20 minutes away from here. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Well, we're in Woodstock. So Sharon and I mean, Business Radio X has studios all over town, but Sharon and I drove in from Woodstock, but we'll call ourselves local.
How was 575 this morning? Was it a complete nightmare?
We came early enough that it was fine, but I wouldn't want to make this drive every morning. Next time we do this, you come to my studio. Yeah.
Yeah. I live in Smyrna, so I'll be right.
Oh, sweet.
It's easy.
That works perfect. So, how long have you guys been at this?
I've been with Cisco for about 3 years now.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been great. Been the highlight of my career so far.
So what's the most fun about it for you, man? What's the most rewarding?
You know, I think I like the... I love being out, able to kind of get out and set my own schedule and do what I want. There's a lot of, you know, Cisco actually, you know, we talked earlier about collaboration tools. Like, that's kind of a big part of what we do as our own company is we enable our employees to kind of work from wherever and set their schedules and, you know, really embrace what we call hybrid work. So I, you know, woke up today. I didn't need to be at an office at 8 a.m. to kind of clock in and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
They really, you know, give us the freedom and responsibility to you know, do what we want and make the most of our day, you know, obviously, you know, making an impact on our job and all. But yeah, that, I think that's kind of my favorite thing is they really give you that autonomy to do what you want. So,
you know, in my line of work, because we do business interviews, just business people interviewing business people, I hear a lot about culture. I hear a lot of people speak about culture. We haven't actually used that word at all, but the Cisco culture sounds to me like something to really be proud of. And
it is.
It is for me.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because when you talk to people outside of Cisco, they're like, oh, Cisco, they're a sales driving organization. They you know, they crack the whip. It's a high performance organization, no doubt, but it's really got a caring culture. And I think that's the best way to describe it. And
yeah, I mean, not to brag, but Fortune magazine rated us the number one workplace in the U.S.
Wow.
Number one?
Number one.
Wow.
Last 3 years, actually.
Man, that's better than your top 40 stat.
That's right. I was like, hey, Ty, I thought we were in top 40.
We were going to lead with that. We were going to make that the title of the thing, but not now.
Yeah, we moved from 40 to one.
He's what we call a topper, Brendan is. You know, that's you come in with a cool story and Brendan just comes in with one. He said,
you know, this is like
we're talking culture and it just fits. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So Sagan, you've got at least one of your execs doing a talk or a session.
Several of them.
Several.
Yeah, we have several. And I think so we were talking about our presence in Georgia here. So Cisco is a San Jose based company. That's where we started.
Hence our bridge on our logo.
Yeah, it's the bridge.
Sweet, okay.
Cisco is San Francisco.
All right.
Few people put that together.
All right, I'm in the truck with you now, as we say down here.
Yeah, and so we, you know, we started out there, but we opened our space here in Atlanta last year. It was last April, actually, and we kind of planted our flag. This is going to be our East Coast hub. Our CEO actually is a Georgia native, and he has since moved back to Georgia.
Oh, wow.
We have our CFO, like I mentioned before, he's here today somewhere. He lives in Atlanta. He's a Georgia Tech alum himself.
I bet he's a nice guy.
hey, slow down there.
Go Jackets, everybody.
There's probably a lot of Georgia Tech folks walking these halls.
Our office is actually on... Technically, the Georgia Tech campus, isn't it?
It is.
We share the space with Georgia Tech.
It's a Georgia Tech owned building, too, actually. Yeah,
the COTA building. I don't even know what COTA stands for.
I don't know if it's an acronym or not. Actually, somebody asked me that yesterday.
It's the center of something.
Know. Yeah.
Center of our universe.
I was just teasing. I'm sure if I could have achieved some different test score on some of those tests coming out of high school, I would have been delighted to go to Georgia Tech.
Join the programs. You can try it now. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a lost cause. Well, gentlemen, it's been a real pleasure visiting with you. I can see why you're successful. I can see why Cisco is successful. It's been great having you on the show, man.
Thanks. We appreciate being here.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Our pleasure. All right. We'll be back in a few from the show floor here at Georgia Technology Summit 2024.